you're missing it. If you're not getting it, see Melda about that. And I'm sure she'll get you on her mailing list or whatever, because I really look forward to these. And Carolyn brings the big batch of TFTs. You always get to go through them. You see what's going on. The work that Bob and these guys are doing and that Jack's doing in these publications that they send out, if you're not getting them, you really need to be getting them, because they are a blessing. I get a blessing out of them, and I learn something every time I read them. And we thank God for them. We thank God for their efforts and their expense in getting down here and all the things that they do to be at our conferences. It wouldn't be a conference without Jack. So let's get Jack up here and get him started. Don't clap for him yet. You hadn't heard it.
It might change.
Yeah, you may change your mind. Let me get you rigged up here.
If it gets too strong, come up and take it off.
Okay.
Because I won't know.
Well, we can turn you down.
Oh, okay, good. Appreciate it. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we do thank you for this marvelous occasion. We thank you for the privilege of being among these people and among the new people that have come in here. And we've been blessed already just by meeting folks. Bless us tonight. Help us to be able to bring forth what you desire. And we pray that your name will be praised and your word will be rung true. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen.
So, if anybody hears anything hit the ceiling, the neighbors are not throwing rocks at us. Those are the acres falling off the concrete at the top. I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah, it's okay. Amazing. It's amazing. It's always an experience. Wonderful. We rejoice being with you. Seriously, I have to think a lot of this scripture in reference particularly to this people. And of course, all of us, but this people particularly. It's 2 Corinthians 6:10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Doesn't that fit this people? It's hard to know what kind of words to say. I prayed long and worked hard for a long time on this. And I'm going to try to deliver as the Lord would have it. I entitled this Notes and Connotes from Ephesians 5:1-20. What goes before is classic and vital to your life as a body member. The structure of God's plan has you at the apex. Mighty and Satan smashing, the mystery is opened. God's will is boldly proclaimed. You are there. Here and now, Satan's henchmen alleging to speak truth to the people has nothing but old, entire illogic, the illogic of sin. His efforts pale in the light of the bold action of the Lord of the universe. God speaks truth to his body and for his body. He doesn't presume to have the ear of Satan's fools. They have been duped by his nihilistic cacophony. His minions believe that noise will blot out the truth Read the quiet, crystalline truth of these four chapters. Revel in His forest of righteousness for His closest. These holy ones bathed in the precious blood of His only begotten need not bow to this muddled ball called earth. The cosmos has no direction for you sanctified ones. You have learned a sublime destination. Pits and dungeons of earthly despair cannot hold you, because you are triumphant. You do not walk through the caverns of death, but in the sunshine of His love. While our earthly government is out of control and is mocking its people by spending $53,000 a minute, amassing a conservatively estimated $13 trillion debt, meaning you, His people, are put in hock to a tune of $33 billion a month interest on this ungodly travesty of faith with His people. While the financial bankruptcy is bad and evil, the moral bankruptcy of this once godly nation is even much worse. While these things are going on in our nation, I read that the United States military has confirmed that Bibles were collected by chaplains and later destroyed by the same chaplains. They were never distributed. Here in the United States, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America was busy authorizing homosexuality, thereby demonstrating their sellout to you-know-who. Further, one moderate estimate of the height of the porn industry is $10 to $15 billion a year. The AARP joined the rush to advertise and sell better sex for a lifetime. Mocking the maturity and sanctity of our elder statesmen. On a lighter but not much note, after being interviewed by the school administration, a prospective teacher said, "Let me see if I've got this right. You want me to go into that room with all those kids, correct their disruptive behavior, observe them for signs of abuse, monitor their dress habits, censor their t-shirt messages, and instill in them a love of learning? You want me to check their backpacks for weapons, wage war on drugs and sexually transmitted diseases, and raise their sense of self-esteem and personal pride? You want me to teach them patriotism and good citizenship, sportsmanship and fair play, and how to register to vote, balance a checkbook, and apply for a job? You want me to check their heads for lice, recognize signs of antisocial behavior, and make sure that they all pass the final exams? You also want me to provide them with an equal education regardless of their handicaps, and communicate regularly with their parents in English, Spanish, or any other language by letter, telephone, newsletter, and report card? You want me to do all this with a piece of chalk, a blackboard, a bulletin board, a few books, a big smile, and a starting salary that qualifies me for food stamps? You want me to do all this and then you tell me I can't pray? humorous, but not so humorous if you really think it through. Why all this? Chapter 5 of Ephesians. This is the real deal here, folks. This is where it's at. I've been telling folks that wanted to listen sometimes whether they wanted to or not. Read and study and apply Ephesians 5. Yeah, I know this. Four fingers pointing back. I know this. Well, look at those hallowed words precisely. For herein lies the resurrection power of our Lord. And if our people are resurrected to live the life of Ephesians 5, our nation cannot be far behind. The walk of the body member in one word would be love. That's right. Put away all your meanness. I know some people are scratching their heads. I'll tell you what. This is a big job for me. Put away all your meanness. Start at home and extend it outward. Instead of kicking the dog when things don't go right, give him an extra bone. Think how you would feel with nails through your wrists. Christ was, if anything, more sensitive than either of us would be. There was nothing dead in his perfect physical body. Forgiveness is the first step to love. Kindness may be acting out forgiveness. What do you think? Starting verse 1. Mimetai, be imitators of God. Have you ever wondered what he would do if he were you human? Look at John 1:14. Anybody has it? Go ahead and read it. Amen. The Word was made flesh. Look at your flesh. The Word was made flesh. What a distance he had to come. Do we have a distance to go? On a pay top, this is the kind of children you are. You say, you don't know, I'm just going, you don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just going to the book. And that's what we have to go by. We're beloved children. We should be imitators of God. What would he do? What would he want me to do? Now, one thing we're doing, and that's why we can even talk about this, and that is studying to show ourselves approved unto God. Walk. What kind of walk? How do I act as a believer? How much love? The same kind he had for us is the answer. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. By this, I see it here. I see it here. God's a judge. Is it prevailing in our lives when we go back? Is it prevailing in our lives? Once again, I know the four fingers are where they should be. That means self-sacrificing. Someone already dwelled on this. That's what it means, self-sacrificing. This is one thing that God loves, and I see it. It smells good to Him. The Son rejoiced His heart when He gave His life on the cross. This was a sweet odor to Him. So will your sacrifice of the heart be the same. Now there's some no-nos in verse 3. No, 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 no! You love your children? Tell them no! No! No fornication! Oh, not even with roses and pretty music. No! No fornication, but I love Him. He loves me. And it's different. How do you know? It's not different. It's been around since Satan's been around. It's one of his favorite things, especially for you folks. No! If you're young, pay particular attention to me. No! No fornication. No all uncleanness. I'm not sure what all that concerns, but if you have doubt about it, it's probably in there. No uncleanness. No covetousness. Oh, I really want this. I've got to have this. I must have this. I want more of that. More of this. Are they in order? You TV moralists better shut off the tube for a while and look at reality life. Don't forget 1 John 2:15 and 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father. No mistake about it. It's not of the Father, but is of the world. That's where it is. Everybody's doing it doesn't cut it with God. I'm telling you, the world is advocating these things. How can it be wrong when it feels so right? If you get into the Word seriously, your feelings will change. Your feelings are not supreme. God's Word is supreme, believe it or not. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8:7-8. You are what you fill yourself with. If you fall into the quicksand, you will be muddy and may be in danger of dying. A way to stay out of the quicksand is to make certain your feet are planted on solid ground. Right? Thank you. Fornication is having intimate sex with unmarried people. My wife said, do you have to really tell those people that? No, I'm proud of her. Well, I said, I hope not. But I don't know everybody there. All uncleanness. If it's doubtful, don't mess with it. Don't enter temptation's parlor. If it's doubtful, stay away! The farther the better. Covetousness. Don't be avaricious, that's greedy. Don't get proud over cars, clothing, buildings, things you think you own. Take care of the things God has given you. But don't boast or feel like boasting about them, because God has given them, they're His. You're just minding them. We know a doctor, a couple of doctors. One of them we knew very well. The other one is a friend of his. And he told us one time, you know, I like Carmen pretty well, but he said, every time if we buy a chair, he has to buy a bigger one. When I built my house, he had to build one 6 feet longer than ours. Well, we're talking about mature people. We'll see what that's worth. You know. Greed, avarice. I remember my little boy looked out the window one time years ago, and oh, I don't know how old he was, maybe 8 or 9 or something, and the neighbor boy said, look, Matt, we got a new pool here. Well, you know, one of those little rubber pools. You used to be able to buy them for $4 or $5. Now you can see how old I am. Now, who knows? They're probably 20 or 30. Anyway, Matt looked over there and just said, yeah, I know, we can't afford one. I've never been so proud of him. The answer was always for our kids, yeah, whatever it is, we can't afford it. We can't afford it. Read what God hates. Proverbs 6:16. These 6 things doth the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination to Him. An abomination to God. Ooh. I don't know if I can quote that anymore. Proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. You want to get in trouble, just do one of those things, and you are in trouble. And say, oh, you don't know anything. You're just an ordinary. I know. But that's God's word. I don't have to know anything. It's got nothing to do with intelligence. Everything to do with heart. Now, verse 4. Someone have that? Just go ahead and read that for us. 5:4. Yes, and this is foolish talking and jesting which are not convenient. Well, we had an example here. We had some of those fellows stand back there, oh, was it this morning or yesterday? And those fellows that look like they give eating lessons to people, you know, like I need some. And I went back there, and I started to converse with them, and all of a sudden they were gone. And I was standing there talking to myself, because somebody just brought out the food. Now, that's jesting, which wasn't convenient. The wrong time. No, seriously speaking, a lot of jesting is not convenient. And that doesn't mean necessarily that the hearts are bad or anything like that. It just means it's not good sense a lot of times. Why am I telling you this? But most of you could tell me this and it'd be better served, probably. But there is a jest which is not becoming for various reasons. It may not be befitting to you because of your position among your fellows, whether secular or sacred. The timing. Bad timing. Yeah, one thing that has always irritated me is going to funerals and hear fellows stand around swapping stories and jokes at a funeral. I think even I could figure out that was not good timing. But it doesn't seem to faze some people. Jesting, which is not convenient. You say, oh, that's a small thing. Why worry with you? You know, why worry? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's in the Word for you and me. Now, the unsaved people, they don't follow our book anyway, so... But we're talking about the body. The church really is his body. You. You're a select group. Do I want you to be proud? No. Thankful. Is there anything, think, is there anything you're proud of that you could be thankful for instead of being proud? Yeah. That's the ticket, right? Yeah. Somebody else can brag on you, but that's all right. But let them do it. The alternative to jesting is thanksgiving, giving thanks. It doesn't come once a year for the people sitting down to eat turkey. But for the believer, thanksgiving is all year and every day, throughout the days. Now, I want to read Ephesians 5, 7. I'm using this new Workman's Interlinear because we spent a lot of time in here trying to get it right, so I want to stay with what we believe is right. Be not therefore joint partakers with them. There's that soon in there. Be not therefore joint partakers. Wait a minute. Did we cover 6? I have no fellowship... I have no fellowship with the... No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I got the wrong verse. Page slipped over there. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For through these things comes the wrath of God upon the children, upon the sons of disobedience. Yeah, the people in the world, you know, that's one thing the devil used to entice his young people. They say, well, look, you don't want to hold yourself back by all these religious stuff, and religious stuff shouldn't hold anybody back. You toss it in the junk heap. What we need to do is get to the truth. See, that's what we're talking about. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for through these things comes the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience. They don't obey. They don't obey the word. Well, I don't want to hear it. Boy, I tell you, I sometimes wish, well, I don't need to wish because I have already got it. I was going to say, wish I had a blessing for every time I try to tell somebody about the Word, and they say, oh, I don't have any time. I can't deal with that. Every time I've done that, I did receive a blessing. Maybe not right then, but God says, thank you, Jack. That's what I want you to do. Oh, but I might hurt their feelings. How about the one hanging on the cross with the nails in his wrists? How about his feelings because you're too timid to approach this lost one? But be not therefore partakers with these people. For you were once darkness, but now light. Walk again. Walk. That's action. Walk. It's not the recliner. Walk. I know people have conditions. I know Brother Jim would love to walk miles, but he can't. I know that. But this is not necessarily a physical walk either. It's your walk in Him. Walk in Lord. That's what the Word says exactly. Walk in Lord as children of light. Light. Don't let somebody think that you're sort of standing in the one foot in the dark and one foot in the light. And I want to make everybody like me, you know. Oh, these people, they're my friends. I don't want to make them mad. And these people are my good believer friends. I don't want to make them mad, so I'll somehow balance it. Forget it! Walk in light! You can't walk in half-half. Half and half is for lousy milk, not for the believer. For the fruit of the light in all goodness and righteousness. Do right. Do right until the stars fall out of their silver sockets. Do right. There used to be a man that preached that so much they called him Mr. Do-Right. Oh, I'd love to have that appendage. Do-Right! But is that the same as righteousness? Yes! Do-Right! And truth? Isn't truth simple? I am the way, the truth. Jesus said that Himself. I am the way, the truth, and therefore the life. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Talk about living for the fruit of the light in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord. That's you live that, walk that, you'll prove. You'll prove to yourself, you'll prove to the Lord, and you'll prove to your neighbor that it is the truth. How many people do you know that got saved from watching a bad example? I don't know anybody. I might be somebody. God's pretty ingenious. And verse 11, and have no fellowship. No, 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 no! Fellowship. No! No fellowship. No! Stay away! Well, should you get mad at them? No, just stay away! Don't mess with them! Stay away! No, no, no fellowship. I know some things you're working. You have to do a job secularly. You have to do the electrician's job or the plumber's job. I know. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about, I kind of like that fellow over there, even though he's a dumb, unholy, unrighteous, diabolic blasphemer. I kind of like him, you know. Stay away. There's one exception. You want to go say, hey, neighbor, I'd like to talk to you about the Lord. Will you give me a few minutes? That's an exception. You know, J.W.'s coming to our house the other day. I said, come on in, gentlemen. Well, where'd you have it? I don't care. Come on in. You got your Bibles? What? They're out in the car. Well, that's all right. I'll give you one. We talk scriptures. We talk right division. It's my house. No, I'm sorry, Lord. It's His house. And when they come in, my house, His house. Or, better, His house, my house. When they come in there, they're going to hear the Word. Now, I'd love to have a wonderful personality like Ronnie. I mean, he's got... If I was writing a book on personality, I'd want to get all his secrets. Whatever. No, I'm complimenting him, really. I mean, I wouldn't be complimenting everybody like that, but I'm complimenting. It's a wonderful thing. And it's heartfelt in his case. But, you know, I'd love to be able to just make them all love me and all that. And, you know, let's face it. I've been around 78 years and I haven't been able to achieve that yet. So if I'm going to wait till I achieve that, I'm never going to talk to anybody in the Word. And you fellas that got those wonderful personalities. Wonderful. I love it. I appreciate you. Nobody I have more respect for than Ronnie and his dad and all you people here, really, that I know. No one I have more respect for. And these are godly people. So I'm not saying anything cast off on them in any way at all. I'm just saying, it's His house, your house, secondarily. And these people come in, share with them what you know, whether they like it or not. I mean, it'd be nice if they liked it, we know that. But if they don't, do what God wants you to do. Proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. That tree is dead. It's got scales up and down the trunk. There's no blooms, no fruit. It's a stick in the mud. Because the works of darkness are unfruitful. fruitful, get it, don't change your mind, there's nothing hard about it. It's not complicated, it's simple. Sin and Satan have nothing to offer you. Unfruitful works of darkness. And what should you do? What should you do? It tells you, what should you do? You tell me. Read it. Reprove, right. You know what? I've been guilty of that. I've been guilty of not doing it. I've had things like that happen, and then I thought, oh, I missed. It's like a guy up at bats in the All-Star game with the bases loaded. I swung strike three because I forgot to reprove. I didn't go along with it. I told him what I thought was the truth from the Word of God. I read it to him, but I didn't reprove him. So I missed it. Sometimes I remember. And I'm just learning. Like I told one lady, you've got to be patient with me. God isn't finished with me yet. That's what I was thinking about Jim there. God isn't finished with him yet. He's going to do a lot of wonderful things yet. God isn't finished with him yet. God isn't finished with us yet. So we'll get to this as we grow. For the things being done of them in secret, even shameful to say, but they're being said by all of these publications, even in the grocery store. Come on, don't mix this filth with the good bananas over there and the nice fruit. Don't mix this filthy junk. Once had a friend, a teacher. Well, I taught school for taught principal, counselor for 35 years. And we're still teaching because you get it in your blood, you know. But this lady, bless her heart, she went into the local Quick Stops and she had her big bag there and loaded it up with all the porn in there and stuck them in her bag, went home with them, threw them away, burned them. And one of her good friends reproved her. Oh, you might get caught and arrested. She said, what do you think, Jack? I said, take the chance. Yep. But all things that are proved are made manifest by the light. God will shine His light on it. Ha, 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 ha. Caught you. You're in the spotlight, folks. For all is light made manifest. Hey, always wanted to be in the spotlight, didn't you? Everybody always gets there before I didn't get the good part in the school play. I had to be the villain. You know, why did they pick her? She's not as pretty as I am. Why? You know, you didn't get the part. Hey, here's the spotlight. All things reproved, made manifest by the light. God, hey, there's one of my guys. There's one of my ladies. And she's reproving sin. Da, 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 da. Spotlight, made manifest by the light. How about that? Is that not God's spotlight? For all is light made manifest, wherefore He says, arouse those who sleep and raise up out of the dead, and the Christ shall shine upon you. Wow. Therefore, accurately take heed how you walk. Remember Moses, how he shined? Therefore, accurately, that's what the word is, actually. Accurately, take heed how you walk, precision. It's not wrong. It's not wrong to think of what you've got to do next. It's not wrong to take a list. It's not wrong to try to figure what's on the road to where you're going. Boy Scouts are told that. Be prepared. They got a big pack and they're walking on their hike and they're supposed to be ready for anything on that hike. Be accurately take heed how you walk. Pay attention. Not as unwise. The world owes me. No, not that way. But rather as wise. And we're talking God's sight. So the guy next door said, "What are you doing, you dumb thing? You don't need anything." What does he know? I had a German grandmother. She said, "What do they know? What do they know?" And when you read the word, he tells you what's right. What do those other people know? God tells you what's wise. Buying back the time. Heard of a fellow who just got saved not too long ago. And he said, "You know what?" He said, "I got a lot of time to buy back." He was talking this verse and didn't know it because he's just newborn. But that's what it is, buying back the time. Time runs so fast. I know the Lord blessed me. My eyes, I thought, were giving out. I thought, you know, maybe the Lord's cutting me off. I'm probably not doing all He wants me to do. That could have been. But I went to this eye doctor, make a long story short. Worked on this eye. 20/20. I don't need these to drive. Whew, far beyond my greatest expectations. The Lord's saying, "Jack, you got stuff to do yet. I want you to have a good eye there. I got stuff for you to do. Buying back the time because the days are evil." That means the days are not working in your favor. Because this is the nasty now and now. These days are evil. They're against you. They're the cosmos, the days of the cosmos. "Oh, but God created..." Oh, yeah, but it isn't the way He created, I guarantee you. Don't forget He had to mess it up a couple of times. The flood. And other things. The separating of the continents. Don't forget that. So it's not the way it was created. Fact of the matter is, it was created way back there in Genesis 1:1, and then 2 comes up a big mess. That was the first one. And Santiago someday can tell us all about that, I'm sure. Buying back the time because the days are evil. Though through this, be not foolish, but understanding what is the will of the Lord for you. What is the will of the Lord for you, Harry, Nikki, Melda, Santiago, Tony's, and others, all you blessed, beloved people? What is the will for you, Denel man? The only one in here. Can't escape. Speaking to one another in psalms, and I love that. Ed got hooked on the psalms. He came out with it last night. Sounds like it seemed like a long time away now. Hooked on the psalms. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What are they? Well, you'll know when you hear them. Singing and praising in the Lord. You're not singing to Him. You're singing in Him. And that makes a beautiful sound for the principalities and powers. Arche and dunamis. They're the ones of Ephesians 3:10. Arche and dunamis. Sing for them. What are those earthlings doing? What is that strange sound coming from their lips? They're praising Elohim. They're praising Jehovah. Isn't that interesting? Yes. Psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and praising in the Lord from your heart. I remember back in the days of Billy Graham and his singer, and I'm trying to think who that was. Anybody know who Billy Graham's singer was? No, I'm sorry, I get the wrong Billy. Billy Sunday, yeah. Was it Ira Sankey? I don't know. I'm not sure who the singer was. But anyway, this man, back in those days, we didn't have the mics like we have now. We didn't have the mics. I remember when I was a kid in high school, they had a couple people that were singers, like Topper Bates, and then myself tried to. And Topper Bates sounded like someone was strangling a turkey. But you could hear him, and that was the big thing then. So I thought I sound a little bit better than him. But the main thing was they could hear me. They invite me some places because they could hear me. And because they didn't have mics. So anyway, singing and praising in the Lord from your heart. So he thinks I sound like a strangled turkey. What does he know? Maybe the Lord thinks I sound good. Because he knows what my heart's like. Right? Yeah. So praise the Lord for that. Singing in the Lord from your heart. Always give thanks for all things to God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is the total, all time, all universe lineup. The God and Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give thanks for all things, for all time, every day, every minute. And I thank you for your kind attention. God bless you.